Johnny, and with me this week I have DJ D.
Howdy.
And No Farmer. Just want to bring up first podcast of the year. Farmer's not in it.
Living up to his role as special guest star.
Yeah, special guest. Exactly. He gets top billing, but he doesn't have to be around. You know, there's a there was this show my wife was watching. I don't remember what it was called, but there was like this older character, like the grandma of the main characters. She had like really high billing, but then like I don't know, toward the end of this last season, she like stopped showing up, but still every week she had like super high billing. And I was like, did she die? Like, she's just been gone, you know? And I also don't remember the name of the show, so no worries on looking it up. But D, it's the first week of the new year. It is the 4th here in Japan. We totally missed our Christmas episodes. I don't think we need to worry too much about like the whole game of the year and all of that. I think we've got time still to get all of that
done. I think we have time. And also, I mean, like, that was what, our first episode ever, right? And so it's kind of fitting that on the anniversary of our first episode that we do that, if Farmer's able to join us
next week.
Yeah.
And we have some fun. Like, we don't want to just do game of the year. We want to have more fun categories. And right. At a NavCon 2024, I actually got to talk to the TunaFish, a Nav member, and he was very up for actually 3D printing some trophies. That's so cool. And so wouldn't that be hilarious to like send some trophies for these weird awards to these game studios? Oh my gosh. I'm super pumped.
They can put it in their trophy case, and then when they go out of business, the local GameStop can take it.
It sounds bad because like we were looking at a few different trophy options, and like there were some that looked good, but there was one of like this really janky star, and it just said under it like "you did it," and I was like, "That's it.
That's perfect.
That's the trophy. Yep, that's the NAV trophy."
Could we send that to the people who made Gollum?
So I ended up missing David's Gollum stream because I was traveling at the time. So how was it?
It was long.
What is it play like? I guess is my question. What is it play like?
So actually, you'll kind of like this, but kind of not. It plays like a bad version of Prince of Persia: Sands of Time, or like the old Assassin's Creed games. Like, it's just super clanky, but it kind of brings back a little bit of that, oh yeah, I remember playing games like these, and that was frustrating. Like, that's kind of what it brings back.
Did you ever play, there was a, it came out in 2003, there was a Hobbit video game that came out on the GameCube, the PlayStation 2, and the Xbox. And on Windows. Oh, apparently on Game Boy Advance. And it was like a platformer, like a 3D platformer with some hack and slash stuff. And it just like, I don't remember it being that great. I never beat it. I don't even know if it went all the way to the end of the book. Did you ever play this game? There was a Hobbit game.
Yeah, I played that a little bit. I liked, was it that one or was it an earlier version of it that had Tom Bombadil and all that?
I don't think so, because it's Bilbo during the events of The Hobbit, but it came out after The Lord of the Rings. So in the game, I remember you have a walking stick, you have stones, and you have and you eventually get Sting, and you like can walk around, and there are these certain levels and stuff. But I don't think I ever beat the game.
I definitely didn't beat it. Yeah, but that's no surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no surprise. I'm looking it up now. I kind of want to go back and play it. Like, this looks, I mean, it looks old, and I remember it not feeling great back then, right? Like, the highest score on here is a 7.5. Anyway, I imagine, not that I've played it, that it plays like this game. That's what I imagine.
I would say that's probably pretty accurate. Yeah, it's just wild to have a game release in 2024 that plays like that, because that's like not how games play anymore.
Did it come out in 2024 or did it come out in 2023?
2024.
it no came out. Way.
Yeah.
So that is it, right? We're gonna have our award best PS2 game of 2024 and send it, right? Like, that's just
I would say that definitely qualifies, yes. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, I might be wrong. 2023 looks like maybe.
Oh,
I could have sworn came out in 2024. Hang on.
We can backdate it.
Nope, 2023, yeah. But we can backdate it, yeah.
best PS2 game. The
it was so good that it won a year after it came out.
I bought Dragon Age Veilguard.
Ooh.
And I only got far enough to make my character and to, like, remind it about my Inquisitor character. Like, you get to make the Inquisitor the way you did before.
Right.
If you wanted to guess what race I chose, what would you guess? There's a human, elf, Kunari, and dwarf. What do you think I made?
I mean, probably dwarf. I'm going to guess and say dwarf.
Yeah. I did. I made a dwarf. Wow. You know, I'm a creature of habit. Kind of like a dwarf, really, if you think about it. But the, I didn't get a chance to play it yet. I just made my character, and I've just been so busy. If I sound a little sick, you guys, it was because I was in America for 2 weeks, visiting family and for a NavCon. If you had to summarize a NavCon in one sentence, a NavCon 2024, what would be the sentence you would summarize it with?
A NavSphere is an incredible community full of incredible people.
Wow, that was really nice.
Yeah.
I would also probably say trains. Also trains. Perfect. If I was going to summarize a NavCon 2024 in a single sentence, it would be, I don't even know. I was so moved. So, like, I feel like what I should say is something about how I got the highest score in bowling the last day.
On the first game.
And the second game. I had 124. Did someone beat me on that? No, we tied.
I had 125 on the second game.
Did you have 125? I thought we tied at 124.
I have a picture
of it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You have a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Never mind. Did he... He has photo evidence. All right, well, we're just going to end the podcast.
hey, but guys, you destroyed me the first round. So, I mean,
this is a big deal, you guys, because I don't know if people know this, but David used to bowl professionally. And he didn't bowl professionally, but he was in a league, right?
I was in a league. Yes. Multiple leagues, actually. Yeah.
He actually was when we were young. Three. He was very good at bowling. It was almost upsetting how good at bowling David was.
I kind of want to get back to it now. After that, I kind of want to get back to it. I didn't even break 100 the first game, man. Like, geez.
It was a lot of fun. So I think that's a new tradition. At every NavCon, we're going to end with bowling, right? Last day, bowling.
Makes sense.
But so my whole trip back in the States, it was good food, family. But, you know, I was just super moved by all of you guys, you know, friends coming to see me. Like, I've been living away for a long time. And for people to meet up and such, it was super special. You know, we had a great time, a lot of walking, a lot of trains, but also just a lot of time together. It was so nice. It was super cool to get to meet a bunch of ANAV members. I got to meet two ANAV members I've not met in person before. Was it the same for you? Was it just two?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Yep, got to meet Sir Elkhorn and got to meet Tuna Fish. It was a ton of fun. I did not get to go to a movie. That was one thing I was kind of hoping to do. We didn't have time. There were some people I was hoping to catch. Didn't have time. Was there anything at a NavCon that we didn't do that you were hoping we would do?
Not really. I mean, like, going to Woodfield Mall was probably a better choice than Water Tower Place when it comes down to it, especially with the way that Josh was talking about how Water Tower Place has changed.
Oh, has it changed? What's going on there now?
Apparently there's just less stores, and the stores that are there are more like higher end stores. So it might not have been necessarily.
Oh my gosh! Great, we found that nerd store at Woodfield Mall. That was awesome.
Yeah. That was so good. That was actually a fantastic store. Yeah, bought the most expensive tie in my life there.
I almost wish I lived there because, like, I loved. They had like this replica of Éomer's helmet from Lord of the Rings, which is one of my favorite armors. Just period. It was so beautiful. They had a lot of really cool replicas and such. I wish I had more money. To be honest, that would have been cool. Well, and I mean, I don't know. I had to buy another suitcase just to get everything back. And I think we got basically everything back. We forgot very little. I forgot like one undershirt, I think. But how was your trip back home? What time was your flight?
My flight was at like 6:30 p.m.
Oh my gosh, what did you do all day?
So we left, Pyro and I were the last two remaining, so we left at like one or so.
The Verbo?
Yeah. And then got to the airport, and then I was super nervous about, like, I'm like, hey, I can't go through security two times, because she was in Terminal 5 for some reason. That, like, international weird terminal, you know, that's separated from everything else. Yeah. And
you were in Terminal 1?
I was in Terminal 1. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to risk, like, missing my flight. I'm sorry. So.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. My flight was at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. But I had to drop off my car at, like, 9:30. So I had a rental car. That was like the smoothest, nicest experience I've had. So getting the car, that sucked. But dropping it off, I literally just drove it in. They scanned it. There was a barcode on the front. They scanned the car and they're like, oh, just leave your keys on the dash. That was it. I thought I had a paper to fill out or something. Nope, just that. The flight
I forgot how nice O'Hare is compared to like most other airports. Like, just from, like, not from, like, a, like, you know, like, I mean, obviously it's always crowded. Obviously there's delays all the time and everything. But they have, like, a lot of restaurants, a decent amount of, like, you know, gift shops and stores. Stuff. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, in every concourse, you know? Like, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
It's very nice, yeah. And for those listening who didn't know, I used to work at O'Hare. I used to work for United Airlines 10 years ago. I got multiple comments about how, like, I was like, oh, you have to do this, and, like, you know, directing Pete, like, Koichi and Chiho and my family, and, like, multiple customer service agents were like, wow, you're really good at this. I'm like, yeah, I used to work here, like, 10 years ago. And they're like, that explains it. And I was like, yeah, this I used to do this. So I have flown across the Pacific Ocean. I counted it with my son. This was my 22nd and 23rd, like, trans-Pacific flight. This is, like, round trip, right? Like, when you fly across one way and then you fly across going home, too, right? So that's two times. That's not just one time. This was, I think, without a doubt, the worst flight I've had. Trans-Pacific.
No.
Yep, Chiho got to be with me. My daughter, one of my daughters threw up in the car on the way to the airport, and she proceeded to throw up 7 times on the flight back, and she just kept puking, man, and, like, especially, like, when we were landing, oh my god, dude, like, it was just bad. And then she threw up in the car multiple times on the drive home. So we had like an hour. Luckily, traffic was like not bad at all. So instead of taking like 2 or more hours, it only took like 1 hour and 40 minutes. But she threw up and of course, today we're not traveling today. She's like doing great, right? Feeling fine, super happy. But like, yeah, that was one of the worst flights I've ever taken. And I was at my wit's end. I wonder if I would like flying more if I didn't always fly this like intense like 12-hour flight, because that's it, right? Like, I very rarely fly like a 1 to 4 hour jump. It's always like more than 10 hours, and I just hate it, dude. It's awful.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy flying, but also I sleep really well on the airplanes, and I'm sure that my seatmates do not appreciate that.
I sleep as long. I just sit there with my eyes closed, and I just like hope I'm sleeping, you know, as long as possible.
Yeah. It'll be like a 45-minute flight, and somehow I'll manage to sleep. Like, it's crazy.
I think I slept through takeoff this time. I don't remember taking off from O'Hare. I, like, closed my eyes and such. And then it was fun to close it off, so I saw all these people for an AFCON, right? So it was me, Chiho, you, Farmer, Tuna, Caitlin, Travis, Pyro, and Elkhorn. So that's 9 ANAV members, right? 9 of, like, how many is it? 15 of us? And then coming home, I got to see Logan. So I got to see 10 of us total.
That's really cool. Yeah.
It was super cool. Yeah, and it was really nice to see him. And he hung out for a little bit while we were loading the car up and all of that and chatted. It was super nice. He texted me asking me if I got home all right. And I was, like, totally home sleeping already. I was like, dude, I'm so tired. But yeah, it was super cool, man. Hey, America's still a pretty cool place. I'm kind of sad I don't live there. I'm going to be honest. That being said, I feel like everything is way more expensive than it was. And I don't know if it's just me. I feel like everything's bigger, too. Like I know I bring up that things are, like, bigger there. But, like, I don't know. I feel like the drink sizes have gotten bigger.
I feel like drink sizes have actually decreased a bit, but at least in terms of fountain drinks.
It's been 10 years since I moved from the United States. And this trip, it was awesome. I don't know. I feel like I'm just saying the same thing, but I don't know how to express it. You know, like my spending time with my in-laws, spending time with ANAV people, just like, how do we not all live in the same place? I guess is my question. Yeah.
No, it was definitely a very, very special time for sure. Definitely enjoyed getting you guys to hang out with everybody
on the podcast. But Chiho is here at the studio and she's like, that would be so nice. That would be so nice. Why doesn't ANAV take over some town? Because that would be sweet.
The thing that's always crazy to me, and this happens every time, is that, like, we get together and it doesn't feel like, oh, hey, we're reuniting or meeting for the first time after, like, so many years or whatever, you know? It very much feels like, hey, I was just talking to you last week and now we're hanging out, you know? And
it really does.
Yeah. And there's just, like, and it feels that way with people that we met for the first time, too. At least to me, where it was like, you know, like, I feel like I've never not known Daniel or Tuna, you know? Right. And I mean, like, you know, or like that, like, you know, I was just hanging out with Travis in a game like last week or whatever, and now we're hanging out in person. And it's like, okay, this, it just feels so natural, so organic. And I really, really appreciate that.
It was awesome getting to meet Daniel and getting to meet Tuna in person. I feel exactly the same. It didn't feel weird at all. I felt like, especially toward the end of the trips when people were leaving and stuff, it's interesting because, like, when we were out and about, I feel like it felt one way. It didn't feel weird between us, but, you know, it was a lot. So, like, also, like, you guys were there on, like, you know, my wife and I hosted an open house where everyone, we invited tons of people. Like, that was crazy. Like, there were so many people coming to see us and such, and, like, everyone handled that well. But, like, some of my favorite time was hanging out at the end of the day, going over to your Verbo and, like, spending time together. And that was the most ANAV thing ever of, like, we're all just hanging out. Like, some people are watching a Marvel movie. Some people are talking. We're all just kind of, as like, it felt just like being in Discord. And there is something super special about it. You know, I got multiple really nice comments about everybody at ANAV and how nice everybody was. By the way, this is a whole commercial about joining our community. like, when we went bowling, one of the things that some friends of mine went bowling with us, one of the things that was brought up was they were like, oh, like, you know, if we would be going with our other friends, we would all be like roasting each other and like saying whatever. But like for us, we were all just encouraging each other and like cheering and super happy. And they were like, this is kind of nice. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it is nice, isn't it? But even that is, it's like, well, we do that because like we are also a gaming community, right? So it's like, hey, you know, we've all been there. You know, we've all been there.
True. And well, and I think there's also the element of like actually actively, like always, like not that friends who roast each other have like that more, I don't know, back and forth, like dynamic. Yeah. Not that they don't want the best for each other, but I mean, like a NAV is kind of structured around like supporting each other. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's really cool.
I would say structured. So this is going to sound weird because we also do like to tease each other a lot, but like the NAV is built around supporting each other. And I would say kindness personally.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Like a NAV people are usually super kind. I mean, I say that, or and at again, least like respect. We're like,
if nothing else, we're like roasting one of our each other.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like being like, you know, Caitlin has terrible taste, you know? You know, like that kind of stuff. But man, it was so good. Is there any, you know, I figure we could just do, you know, since Farmer's not here, I'm going to be upfront. You know, Farmer and David, I messaged them earlier and didn't get a response. And I was like, maybe they're not going to come. You have any closing comments on this year and any announcements or thoughts for this next year, 2025?
Yeah, this year's been, I feel like it's been a blur. Granted, I was also like, you know, phenomenon for much of it, but, the two things that, like, I love the fact that we do charity stuff. I would love to see more of that continue into the future. I think it's really cool that we're able to, like, even participate in, like, Tuna stuff or, like, do our own, and, like, it just, you know, be an impact that we can do. I think that's really cool. I also really, really love that we have Tiffany in our in our crew now.
Yeah,
that's really cool. That's like, you know, as a longtime friend of ours, like that's just really, really kind of a neat thing. What else happened this year?
You know, it's funny. So people ask me, I've had a few friends ask me, my girls, my twins are turning 2 in March. And what I tell people, so they were born in 2023. I can't remember anything that happened in 2023. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Like the whole year is a blur. It's just gone. I don't remember it at all. I kind of remember this year better. And so, like, I'm kind of excited for 2025 that, like, maybe it'll get better. Sure. 2024 was a good year. 2025, I'm hoping, at least for me personally, it'll be a year of collaboration. I'm doing a bunch of collaboration with my music. I'm working, you know, I'm releasing an album with a label called Humble Beats. I've got a plan for an album, and I'm going to bring together a bunch of artists to like a collaborative type album. I'm excited about with a NAV. Like you said, we've kind of got set 2 charity events a year and possibly some other events we'll do as a community. I'm excited about. And yeah, I'm just happy, you know, man, like it started off, the year started off great. I think 2024 ended, like, this sounds cheesy, but I mean it completely. I will remember that trip for the rest of my life. That's how special it was to me. Like, I know that words aren't really coming out in a way to explain it that way, but like between family and friends, like it will be one that I'll never forget. I'm super, super happy with it. Even with the flight from hell, the worst trans-Pacific flight I've ever experienced, it was the most incredible. And so moving forward into this year, I guess I would say that a year of collaboration. I'm excited. We've got a couple things, even for a NAVcast. We've got some ideas up our sleeves that we won't announce yet. And yeah, I think that, you know, for those, it's funny because we were like totally planning on recording these episodes like while we were all together and all this stuff, and it just didn't happen. So I guess it's important for us to say, you know, merry belated Christmas and a happy new year to everybody, because yeah, we totally didn't do it earlier. And yeah,
and I'm excited. And we will still do like our awards, which is really exciting.
Yes, we will do the awards.
Hopefully get better and better. I also like it. I would love for us to do like some kind of like a video game fantasy draft, but I mean, it might not happen this year. It might be next.
Fantasy draft? What even is that? I'm picking Cloud.
My thing is, like, the original version is kind of convoluted, and I'd like to simplify it probably, just because not everybody is like super into it. So I would need to actually like modify it pretty heavily. So that'll probably be a next year thing. But, like, in terms of 2025, I don't know. I'm really excited for, yeah, like you said, more collaborations. That sounds awesome. Hopefully, like, kind of just more kind of figuring out, like, what we all want to do individually when it comes to, like, streaming or, like, community and, like, growing that out. I have a couple of ideas for the Discord that I want to implement. Yeah, it's just, we'll see how everything shakes out, but, I think that we are in a really good spot where I'm very grateful for everything that ANAV has grown to so far. And I think that we have a lot of growth ahead of us potentially. Not necessarily like in like quantity, but in like quality, you know? So.
I like that. Let's say that for 2025 too. Collaboration and quality. Not necessarily quantity. I like that.
Right.
But I think that's it, everybody. Have a good... I mean, I guess we're wrapping up people's holiday stuff, but we will see you again next week.
Get out of here, Craig.